Just yesterday, true story, my phone alarm, my reminders went off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it said, I have a meeting at 2:30. And I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what I was talking about. A few weeks earlier, I said, hey Siri, remind me next week at 2 o'clock that I have a meeting at 2:30. And it went off, and I had no idea what I had in mind by that meeting. Until 2:30 came, and I got a call from someone saying, where are you? And I said, oh, that was the meeting I have to go to. It reminded me of that scene in Harry Potter where Neville gets that remember all because he keeps forgetting everything and it lights up. And then he says, I can't remember what I've forgotten. I figured people who are young are here for this week, so probably get that reference. If you don't get that reference, think about a person with a string tied around their finger. And people ask, what's the string for? And they say, I have no idea, but I can't take it off because I know there's something I'm forgetting. There's something I have to remember. Well, that's tzitzis, right? It's a string we're supposed to wear to help us remember. Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Shin Pei Vav 386 says, the Torah tells us the actual Shorash HaMitzvah for this mitzvah, Leman Tizkru, as Kol Mitzvosai, Hashem wants us to remember all the mitzvos. And then earlier it says, Va'asisem Osam, to do the mitzvos. We have to ask the question, does it actually remind us of anything? When the reminder goes off, we see the strings and we say, oh yeah, I'm supposed to remember something and do something. Does the alarm go off in our head? Do we know what we're supposed to remember? Is it accomplishing its job as a reminder, as a remember-all? Is it doing its job? Or perhaps we need to take some moments to figure out what is that meeting, what is that reminder, what exactly, in what way are these strings, in what way is this beged, this garment supposed to remind us about anything, and how can we actually tap into it? You know, the Bach says, the Bach 400 years after Sefer HaChinuch, he notes when the mitzvah says, Leman, this is the reason for the mitzvah, you have to have it in mind. You really have to have it in mind. You can't forget about this purpose. So let's figure out what exactly, how exactly are we supposed to remember the mitzvos by wearing beged of dalet kanfos, by wearing tzitzis. So Sefer HaChinuch quotes from Chazal, perhaps more famous ideas, that somehow in gematria tzitzis is 613, give or take, you add the strings, you add the knot, somehow we get to 613. Chazal speak about the colors of the tzitzis, especially the blue, that it's domo l'yam, kisei hakavod. We're supposed to remember what it means to wear blue, what it means to have connection to kisei hakavod. Many different ideas about the shapes and the numbers and the colors, fine. But the Sefer HaChinuch has one line, which I love very much, where he explains another idea about what it means to wear tzitzis. What exactly is the reminder we're setting for ourselves every single day? He writes, when we wrap ourselves in our talis, we wrap ourselves in our tzitzis, it's kind of subjugating our bodies and our neshamos to Hashem. Our entire beings are wrapped up. We're embracing Hashem. We're completely subservient, completely connected, committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I can extend some poetic license over here, perhaps what he's alluding to is this idea that it's sort of like a wedding. A talis is a very wedding-related symbol. Think about a chasen and kala standing under that beged, under the canopy of a talis, forming a connection together. And a talis has that idea about bringing someone under your wing, wrapping together, being intimate, being close, embracing, having that close bond with each other. In fact, many do start wearing a talis after they get married, a symbol of being able to bring someone else under your folds, the idea of building a connection. The strings, I'd like to suggest, can symbolize the tying of the knot with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But notice that the knot is tied in the beginning. The relationship is formed. The bond is there. But there's a lot of loose ends. There's more work for us to do. What are we supposed to do? The mitzvos. That's our way of continuing to tie those knots, to continue to bind that relationship together with each other, to allow us to be able to continue that relationship more in depth. If you look together at the end of the section of Tzitzis, Leman Tizkru V'Asizim Os Kol Mitzvosai V'Yisem Kiddushim Le'Elokeichem. You'll have Kiddushin. There'll be this special connection where you're committed only to Hashem, that intimacy, that connection, that I'll never cheat on you. I'll always keep all the mitzvos, follow the rules of our relationship, allowing us to come ever closer. And in fact, at the very end, I mentioned this last week, we use this section in davening in our Kriya Shema to fulfill a very important mitzvah twice a day, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, where Hashem said, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I formed that relationship. I took you out, started the Kiddushin, started a formal relationship that I ended up going up to Kabbalah, Satorah, and Nisuin. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a way to remember how Hashem took the first step, went all out for us, formed that loving bond, formed that relationship. And perhaps what the Chinuch had in mind when he said that it's putting on a talis every day is a reminder of that oneness, the fact that we are committed to Hashem, our bodies, our neshamos, our entire beings are committed to our one and only spouse, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to that intimacy. The point is, whatever symbolism you want to take from tzitzis, it has to mean more than just an alarm going off that has no context to it. It can't just be a reminder without anything actually reminding us. So perhaps to fulfill the bach of having this in mind is an actual extra requirement for mitzvahs like tzitzis, aman tizkeru. We have to actually remember something. We have to actually take something to heart. Perhaps this is one suggestion, one thing to keep in mind when putting on tzitzis tomorrow morning, when seeing it throughout the day, when reciting Kriya Shema right now and tomorrow morning, an opportunity every single day, aman tizkeru, to actually tie the knot, to tie the bond, and grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do all the mitzvahs that actually tie up the rest of the strings. Hari ben Akasha, Omer, Ratzah.